This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study of the great topic, Choice or No Choice, emphasizing that God has called us to various things. We used as our basic passage 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14, where Paul makes clear that God calls us by the gospel. But now as the basic details of our study, we've pointed out that one should draw 2 columns on a piece of paper, head one column choice and the other column no choice. You see, God calls us to certain things about which we do not have a choice, and he calls us to other things about which we do have a choice. I've suggested, first of all, that God calls us to life. Now, we have no choice about that. Each one of us is here as a human being without our decision being involved in it. But secondly, he calls us to perfection, and our decision is involved in this. God calls upon us to live a life above sin, to live a life without violating the will of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you that you may not sin. God does not want us to sin ever once. And yet we all have rejected that call of God. We've all exercised our own free will to make the wrong choice. We've all been guilty of sin, Romans 3:23. God calls us to salvation. The great commission of our Lord Jesus Christ was to send his disciples into the world to preach the gospel, the good message, the great message to men, to tell everybody you can be saved from your sins by the grace of God, by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, but you cannot be saved in any other way. And so it simply comes down to this, that one must make up his mind either to answer the call of God to salvation or to not answer that call. And so you must place this matter, God's call to salvation, in the column headed choice, because every one of us does have the power to make the choice in the matter. Now, involved in God's call to salvation are some sub-choices. In calling us to salvation, he calls us to believe in him as the one true living God. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, the Bible tells us, without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, the Bible makes clear that without faith in God, it is absolutely impossible for you to be pleasing to God. Further than that, God calls us to believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. We find in John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. You see, the Lord makes clear that if you do not believe in him, that you do have a choice in the matter as to whether you will answer the call to belief in him as the Son of God or not. You can reject him. You can live your life in disobedience. And we find in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name. And so you see, one must believe in God, the one true living God. One cannot be saved if he is not a believer in God, or if he's a believer in idols or some false god. Nor can one be saved if he does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet we must emphasize, it's a matter of crucial importance to every one of us, that this is a matter of choice. You yourself must make up your own mind whether you will believe in God or not, whether you will accept him as worthy of your worship. You yourself must make up your own mind. It's a matter of your own free choice as to whether you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or not. And so God's call to believe in him and God's call to believe in his Son must be placed in the column headed choice. You do have a choice in the matter. Then God calls us to obedience. He not merely calls us to believe, he also calls us to obedience. Jesus himself said, as recorded in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? There are many people who say the name of Christ. They cry, O Lord Jesus, how much I love you. But Jesus himself said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. My friends, the Lord calls each of us to obedience, and it's a matter of choice. But our time's gone for today. Please do be back with us next time. And until then, may God bless and keep you is our prayer.